Sunday later between the UK and Somaliland, being spent well over a century. Our close by continues to be. Following the independence of Somaliland, the state of Somaliland came into existence as an independent and international economic country on 26 June 1960. When independent, the state of Somaliland was recognized by over 30 UN member states, including the UK. A few days after achieving its independence, the state of Somaliland decided to join the South, the former of Italy. Somaliland, in order to realize the vision of Somalia.
Its brutal rule culminated in a bloody civil war that lasted for years, and in which over 50,000 Somalilanders lost their lives and over 500,000 people were displaced. The Somaliland people chose to withdraw from the Union with Somalia and reassert their independence in 1991 after the Civil War. That decision was confirmed in 2001 referendum, in which 97% of the participants voted for independence. For this reason, Somaliland is not part of the federal state of Somalia, and it will remain as Somaliland forever. When we understand that Somaliland's sovereignty gets recognized by the international community, the nation has functioned and thrived for over 20 years despite this, and we are here to stay as an independent state for the rest of our lives. It's against this backdrop that I stand before you today. I'm sure that for many of you, Somalians require no introduction. We have, after all, sitting in the audience, representatives from the diaspora community and investors who have already established successful businesses. Despite the peace and security that exists in Somalia today, our greatest South remains that the nation status as an unrecognized state. It has created some hurdles for the government and its people. However, Somaliland status has also provided opportunities for innovation to address some of the challenges that we face. For example, how would you address a growing population with large numbers in remote areas who depend on remittance but have limited access to electricity and internet connections? The answer is mobile banking. Somaliland is one of the countries that are presently using mobile banking. And by using this innovative ideas, telecommunication companies in Somaliland have been able to provide millions of Somalians, regardless of their location, with their access to money, a lifeline for many. Later this afternoon, you will hear about another challenge that Somaliland decided to overcome through innovation. It may be how do you reduce famine and create income in a hostile climate with limited arable land? The answer, and you will see this afternoon during our panel discussions, is implementing projects that use dry farming techniques to grow crops and vegetables. Today's forum will give you a sneak peek into the opportunity that Somaliland has to offer. The idea of investing in Somaliland may sound challenging. You may believe that you will face a number of hurdles. However, we're here today to dispel your concerns, answer your questions, and introduce you to the exciting opportunity that investing in Somaliland is about. I know you will find the information shared in the panel today, the panelists today, fascinating. And the learning does not have to end here. I invite each and every one of you to see for yourselves and visit Somaliland. You will be warmly welcomed by all of us, and looking forward to be doing business with you. Finally, I would like to thank Her Majesty's Government, the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, Department of International Development and Developing Market Associates, for assisting with the planning, organization, implementation of today's wonderful conference. Without your efforts, we will not be in this beautiful venue. With the opportunities to network, engage, and creating lasting contact, all to encourage the development of Somaliland's economy through foreign direct investment is key in key industry sectors. I would also like to thank you for the time and for participating in this crucial conference, which I hope has gone a long way into demystifying Somaliland, its history, and current state of affairs. Once again, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you all for coming here to this conference. It's a great day for all of us in Somaliland, and we're going to be working all with you today, and we're looking forward to be seeing a lot of investment to come to our country. It's certain, a lot of opportunities, and I'm sure many of you who are already in business with us will accept to that information. And once again, thank you for the organizers. Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you all for this conference. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much, Minister, for such passionate